It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 932.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Fuck, this week is flying by.
It is.
Feels like midnight. It does. Feels like midnight. I'm ready to party.
Don't you think, like the seasons of Melbourne, you know, four seasons in a day, I feel like at the moment I can have four seasons of emotions in a day. I can go from fucking shit start to the day, then absolutely fired up, to being absolutely exhausted.
Oh yeah, every gamut of emotion. Mm-hmm. It's it is the human experience, my friend. Mm-hmm. What else? Has there ever been a day that you've just had one emotion? I don't think it can happen, because the littlest thing could shift it. Bad burrito could absolutely set you off.
Yeah.
Or it could change your life. And so action comes reaction, you know. I want to reel off a few more Craig Harper quotes.
Okay, great.
Physiology changes psychology.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So there's actually no way of getting around it. Even a yogi, even some meditation monk who's sitting in the Himalayas is experiencing different emotions based on... You can shift your whole state by thinking.
Yeah.
Like, think about becoming sexual. You think about something sexual, it changes your state. Or you think about getting in a fight. Like, I remember going to sleep when I was younger and I was well into fighting, loved it, martial arts. But I was always thinking about, like, well, a street fight, what would happen? Sometimes it would get me so fired up. My heart rate was going because I was imagining a scenario.
Mm.
And I was like, that's not good. But then I started to imagine other scenarios that weren't relating to, you know, things that would get my heart rate going. But I couldn't sleep then. So it's like more thought is not the key, but thought will change how you change your state to some degree.
Do you want to play a game? It's called...
What is it?
What were you going to say?
There's a game that Bodhi and I are playing every morning. But oh, really? Do you want to go your game first?
I'll go my game first.
Yeah, great.
Guess Josh's heart rate.
Right this moment?
Right this moment, yeah.
Oh, I reckon it's sitting at like 88.
It is. 8 minutes ago, it was 74.
Yeah.
It's measuring right now. It's 67 right now.
Are you asleep? Are you? What's going on?
What do you reckon yours is? I mean, you can't like... It's a flex, like an Apple Watch.
I mean,
you have to count it out, which I don't want you to have to do.
A resting heart rate is normal between 60 to 100 beats per minute. Mate, if you're resting at over 90, something's going on.
Yeah.
That's good. I think that's good. Can you check how low it's gone?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It'd be interesting to know during your sleep. I mean, you were out drinking the other night. I wonder if... You were fired. I mean, you weren't out drinking. You went out for dinner and had a drink. But
so my resting rate, that's 66. So resting rate is 66 today.
Yeah.
And my walking average is 100.
That's good.
I did with my indoor cycling, my beats per minute average was 138. The highest it got to was 171.
Yep, 70, 80, 90.
Recovery, I don't understand what this means. Recovery, minus 1 beats per minute after 1 minute and minus 21 beats per minute after 2 minutes.
Yep, don't understand it either.
What do you do to unwind? What do you do like in the evenings to unwind?
God, it depends what state you're in, because if you're... You know, if you were in a overly stimulated mind mood, I don't think necessarily, you know, one thing I do one night's going to work. And so,
well, what's your evening habits like?
What's been happening?
What have you been doing?
I tell you what. I mean, Amy's been going to bed quite early. She's pretty tuckered out, and I've been enjoying watching What I Want
Netflix.
Oh, I mean, over the weekend, I was just watching John Wick number one again for the 17th time.
You got Amazon Prime.
Got Amazon Prime, mate. I tell you what, another thing, very, very good. I know you won't like it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would like it. The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian, do you know what it is?
No. Something to do with Star Wars?
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't a fan of Star Wars. But to be honest, I don't mind Star Wars now. I just watched a bit over the weekend. Bodhi wanted to watch it. It's weird what Bodhi's into.
How does Bodhi even know about it?
Oh, it's costumes, clothes, ushies. Mm-hmm. It's all sent, like they. It's all Disney now, so it's like they are churning out the merch. But he's onto it. So The Mandalorian is set beyond. So it's after Star Wars, mm-hmm. and the graphics, the direction, the directors, the writing. It's fucking next level. Like,
and it's on Netflix.
No, it's on Disney.
Disney, so
it's,
okay.
Sorry. Yeah, and so they release one a week, mm-hmm. every Saturday or every Friday night. And it's nice because it's, I mean, some parents wouldn't let their 3.5-year-olds watch it, but we do. And he loves it. I reckon he loves it more than me, to be honest. But I'm just, it's one of those things you watch and you're like, they've absolutely nailed this. They've got all the old transitions that they used in Star Wars, like real corny, tacky, like open, you know, like circles opening up to a new scene, and just, but like, it's all a homage. I mean, George Lucas helped in the making; like, he's on set for a bunch of it. There's a great doco behind the scenes with a John Favreau, who also wrote and directed and starred in, maybe he's directed, but Iron Man. He's written a bunch of Marvel stuff, and he's one of the creators of it, along with, I'm sure, George Lucas was a part of it, but he's phenomenal. And he sits down around this table, and what they've done for the whole season is, they've done two seasons, they get five directors, I think it is. So there's a New Zealand guy who's done like all the Thor films. And then you've got a woman who is an actor and also a director. She was in Black Mirror. Done it. And what they do is they rotate between the directors, and each one of them has a story of their connection to Star Wars and how much they love it or whatever it is. And so they've just nailed it. It's phenomenal. It's really good.
I've never watched Star Wars.
No.
And I feel like it's that thing of, I've mentioned it before, it's been hyped so much. It'd be very hard to meet the expectation.
So, I've found the hack. Total lack of respect I had for Star Wars. Mm. It's a weird thing when you don't respect something that everybody, like, is so much fanfare over. Isn't that weird? Like, you're either real basic and you can't get your head around it, or it's the other way around.
Yeah.
But watching Mandalorian, being into that, and then I'm actually now more curious and respectful of Star Wars. It's a weird thing because it's, JJ, you'd like Mandalorian based on just understanding how the camera stuff's going. It's like you can't fault it, other than when they're just, it's like in space and it's a black background. There's some sort of plane zooming past. But, I mean, there's a lot of history to Star Wars that you start respecting, like the scenes where they filmed and it was all miniature. But they shot it, and it was, it looks phenomenal. Like, it looks real life, but it's shot
like all these lens tricks and stuff.
Lens tricks, and yeah, it's very, very cool. But that's what I've been doing to relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's something about just watch what I want, you know.
How long does it go for?
Oh, Mandalorian's an hour, but you know, I've been
turning it on at what time? 9 o'clock or what?
Oh, for that, not as much by myself, but for the John Wick, yeah, I'm starting at 8:45.
What time are you going to bed?
Oh, I've gone to bed at some nights, 11. Just got through a few, you know, back to Jason Bourne.
Are you eating while you're watching?
No, because I'm being lean.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Being lean. Maybe an icy pole, sugar-free icy pole.
Oh, that'd be nice.
No nasties. Yeah. No nasties. But I'll tell you the game. And we'll get back to how you unwind. Mm-hmm. But for Bodhi and I and Amy, it's we're big on rhyming at the moment.
Yeah.
And so we go, you know, he loves it. He says, what about bottle? Throttle. I mean, that's
pretty, that's good.
Bit of
Do you know that there's actually a website? So I was trying to find, I was using a word incorrectly today and Jess was laughing at me. It was pissing me off. Actually, if anyone can help me, the word is, what I'm trying to describe is, let's do the posts, like rather than posting everything at once, let's break it up. And the word that stagnate. I use, that's what I said. Let's stagnate. And she laughed at me. So stagnate, I think, stagnated. Means to stop. What's the definition of stagnate?
Cease to flow or move, become stagnant. So stagnant, stagnate, start, stop.
Is that what it's saying?
Well, it says...
It's saying to stop.
Cease to flow or move, become stagnant. Cease developing, become inactive or dull.
So it's not stagnate, but you said the exact same word.
Yeah, yeah, it's what I thought.
And so I went on to, I was trying to work out what it was, and there was a site. So I started off with a thesaurus, and so I was like, break up, and then looking at all the words and clicking through, couldn't find it there. And then I found a site that did, it's a rhyming site. So I put in stagnate, and then I found all these other words.
Magnate.
Breastplate.
Magnate.
Magnate, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, it's good. I mean, hey, what about orange? That's what I always throw at Bodie. See if he can get that one back. Because okay. It was always the, you can't rhyme anything with orange.
Yeah.
I've just looked it up.
Oh, yeah,
there is a word. I reckon it's literally the first thing you type in when you say, what rhymes
Lorange?
With. Nah, blorange. Blorange.
Blorange.
Hang on. What rhymes with orange? Blorange. And it's like something... what rhymes? It sounds like a dumb word that you've just made up, like Bodhi does. half the time he's making up shit.
It is a good game, though. Good way of building up your vocab.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And then we said to him, Bodhi, what rhymes? Because he's obsessed with poo, we said, what rhymes with poo? And he said, shit.
Shoe would have also been acceptable.
Shoe. Shit. What rhymes with poo? Shit. It was very clever. I paid
And so you're doing this. So it's a formal game that you play every day?
We've been doing it in the mornings. He runs in, jumps on the bed, and then we start. But I got into it in the car last night. I love it. I love it. And he wants to play it. So It's actually fun for adults, fun for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Have you worked out
a website?
Have you worked out any more things that you're going to do on your road trip to Sydney?
Other than getting to destination and having some beers at the pub, which I feel like is a nice celebration of holidays, being able to drink beers and stay in a crummy motel is the best thing ever. No, I was just thinking, talking about unwinding, you could think holidays are unwinding. And then you start looking at, like I said to Amy yesterday, can you please send me Cal invites of all your things? Because to be honest, the holiday up to Sydney is really Amy's time.
Yeah.
Because it's, her mates are all up there. She's got priority, I can go and see friends down here. I've got that luxury. Her besties are all up there. So, by the time I'm looking, I'm like, what days do I have?
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it. Like, it is the vibe of it. But it is a trap, though, to fill out your holiday back to back. And then, is it really a holiday? Or is it a version of unwinding? Maybe it is for some
people. I mean, look at Sevs. He's going to be headed to WA. A lot of firsts, a lot of, meeting Grace's mum. Like, there's a lot of things happening, if you think about it, that he's going to be doing. Maybe, so it could be somewhat relaxing, but also a little bit stressful.
Oh, definitely.
Grace's brother's wedding. Like, there's a lot, going on.
Oh, imagine how many times he's going to reel off the story of, how'd you guys meet?
Well, apparently, Grace was saying that when he talks about what he does for work, he has like a few tics. Like he's not stressed at all until someone says, "Oh, like what do you do?"
Why can't he answer that? What's
I don't know. I think it's like it seems like maybe it's it's complicated.
Yeah, because the next minute he's into IAB 2.0 compliant, and he's talking to, he's talking about Airtable and the systems. It's, I mean, what it is a funny thing. What if he says, "Hey, hey, yeah, what do you do? I'm a podcast producer." Maybe he's worried about everything that he says actually is interesting for someone to then ask a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Whereas you can hide. Like, I've decided not to explain sometimes specific things about what I do because I'm like, I don't want to. I can't be fucked.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, what do you have
but
to
But then you can come across as sarcastic. Like, I was at a family thing the other day and one of the family members said, "Oh, you and Bree will buy a house soon, won't you?" I said, "Yeah, we're going to buy 20. We might actually just buy a whole estate." And just everyone looked and they're like, "Oh, I don't know, like, what does that mean?" But it stopped the convo. It was fucking awesome. I was like so proud of myself. Don't you think,
like, when thinking, God, Josh is doing well. That big media company is, must be doing real well.
Are there any questions that, like, yeah, what are the common, what's the common three questions that you'll get?
What do you
at
do?
Christmas? Okay, yeah.
How's work going? And oh God, that, I mean, it's
got to be a lot of COVID banter.
Oh yes, yes. So, oh, how was the lockdown?
Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're going to Sydney, especially
Sydney and to Perth too. There's a lot of like, oh, that lockdown is crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah,
a lot of that. What else is there? I mean, fuck, I'm just trying to think about. Amy's family's great. She's got, you know, you get a couple of people in the family that you really end up bantering with.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got them. We talk about bridges. I like to get interviewee. Forget me. I like to understand. I was asking. So Amy's uncle is an engineer. And, you know, he was telling me the history of the Sydney Harbour Bridge and that type of bridge and how it's there and the types of bolts that are in and the way that they were put in back then and they're starting to rust. And then next minute I'm like, mate, when are they, do you reckon they'll have to take it down ever? Like, well, they have to replace all of the bolts in it because the way they put them in was this old school method that can rot the inside, especially with the sea.
Oh no!
The sea, and so what? This is the trick. I mean, it takes effort, but it definitely takes the effort out of you needing to reveal who you are. Go hard, find a quirk or find something they're obsessed with. This person, whoever they are, like, their profession, and it's about the right person too, because then not everyone will want to do this, but you find the right person, mate. You've got an hour podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you've got a real solid hour of a podcast.
Mm-hmm. I definitely do that too. I think it's the gravitate to someone that's obsessed with something and then just drill them on it.
Next minute, what's your biggest challenge? Yeah. What else?
Aviation always seems to be one. There's always someone that's sort of either a pilot or does something in aviation.
Yeah, like that. I mean, yeah, just anyone who's got just something that you don't know. Oh, yeah, one time, Amy's auntie. This was great. So, this is where I have to, I'm newish to the family. I'm only six years in, I think, 7 years, 6 years. I mean, we got to it pretty quickly, as in me meeting the family because we were doing the remote long distance stuff, remote relationship. But Amy's auntie was telling me about, she works in a hospital where people with mental illness, you know, reside. And she was talking about a murder. And I went deep on this sort of, it's like well known, this person in the hospital was... sleeping with somebody, a patient, and then murdered the patient, cut the body up. But then they found it was this full investigation and then she's still in prison today. And then I was Googling the person. I was like, oh my God, this is her. And she used to work directly with her. Hi, Karen. Fucking, yeah, hi. Why does Karen always get you today? It's the go-to.
We've turned into a crime podcast. It does sound
interesting. Yeah, some serious shit. Serious shit. Mm. So, I mean, that or just get really drunk and go mute. just in the corner.
Yeah, I think the...
another one. Talking vaccines one year with Amy's uncle, sure, who's a doctor, mm-hmm, which was great. Just like, mate, so tell me, these anti-vaxxers, what, you know, mm-hmm, what's the deal? And then he's telling me about studies that were done and how a paper had to be retracted from that was written, that basically is the backbone of most of the anti-vaxxers' arguments, but it got retracted because it wasn't true, blah, blah, blah. It got through. Anyway, fascinating. I mean, this is that's what about all people, from Christmases.
Like, I heard a story of someone who's like family member got sick and died, or maybe they didn't die, they got really sick from a vaccine and was like fucked up, like had issues the whole life, and that person's an anti-vaxxer. It's like, I feel for them, because it's like, if you've had a close family member whose life has been really severely impacted,
yeah,
through some adverse effect.
Fuck, we roll the dice with so many things, mm-hmm, in life.
Yeah.
Pills you pop, things you snort, you know, food you eat. Like, seriously, mm-hmm, think about the little questions you ask about a lot of things. Definitely there's been people that have, you know, had the worst of the possibilities. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, taking a vaccine, taking any medication, it's like, it's not guaranteed. Like, there's still always outlining,
yeah, you could the choke potential on a carrot for things.
Dude, bodybuilder, you know, a year and a bit ago, choked on food, died. Like, that's his job, is to eat food and train. Mm-hmm. And then, so sad. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, good one. All right, well, I'm fucking exhausted. It's getting to the, you know... I mean, it's only the fucking December 3 and I'm feeling it. But I feel...
Oh, it's going to fly. Yeah, it's going to fly.
It will. A couple of weeks and everyone's bloody taking off. Imagine, I'm feeling for anyone that's working over the Christmas break. If you're working over the Christmas break, I hope you have a relaxing one.
Or you've had the whole year off and you just landed
but
a job.
But even the thing is... But don't you think that it's like, again, maybe they're loving it. Maybe there's someone
that's... I know. But what I... It's the framing. If you're to work over summer, you have to frame it to yourself some way. Yeah. I know what you mean, though. In Australia, there's a vibe. There's a vibe because we're lucky that a lot of people take time off and a lot of businesses are forced to close down, or they force their staff to take leave. And so, yeah, I'm in tune. I mean, I'm fucking 32. I've had 32 years of, you know.
Have you ever had a summer job?
No, that'd be silly. Yeah.
You never did.
I worked all year. No, I never. I mean, summer jobs probably would have happened if you weren't working. Remember, I left school when I was 17, mm-hmm, and started working. And so before that, I'd work weekends. So, I mean, it's not that I haven't had a job, but I could imagine kids that go, you know, doing school, actually focused on getting an education, mm-hmm, then have time in the summer to want to do something like that. But it's too fun, mate. Too fun down the Brighton Baths. You know, down the pool.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm fucking...
What's your heart rate right now? Can we get a check-in?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I am fucking... I think it's the bike. Not to bring up the bike, but...
No, it's not. It's tiredness. I was literally watching my friend's girlfriend talk on Instagram stories last night. Yawning. My friend Kel. My friend Kel's misso was talking about 88. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're fired up. iron deficiency. Not to throw it out there, but iron deficiency. If you're yawning a lot, which she's a some kind of, you know,
Instagram doctor.
I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, she's got some qualification that I was like, that's fascinating. Next time I'm yawning, I'm going to think about some iron. So, maybe you're iron deficient. Maybe you should go get your bloods done because you're an athlete.
Oh, yeah. No, I need to get my bloods done. I actually got a fucking... Because remember we did last year the testosterone test at this time. And so, they'd put it in the calendar to contact me in a year's time to get them redone. But But I'd completely forgotten about it. So they called me. It's like, oh, hey, like,
yeah.
Dr. Blah Blah wants to get your bloods done. I'm like, I haven't been to the doctor.
I think it's worth it because it's you go in with the approach of like, yeah, it's for health. You actually just want to optimize what you, maybe low or high, whatever.
Yeah.
Versus you're feeling something bad and then you're going in. That's when it's like, it's, you know, no good.
I mean, the thing is, I feel like I must be tired if I can't even fake it. Don't you think? Like normal, like, you know, when you can bring an energy. I can't even bring an energy right now. Right. I mean, it's a daily talk show. For
3 weeks, Mason was just doing this.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's very true. That's very true.
Hiding a yawn.
It's, I've been getting up early, though. That's the other problem. It's like...
Oh, no, you've...
I get up at fucking...
You set me off.
I get... if you're yawning, God. Send us an email, hi, at thedailytalkshow.com. But
I did 10 that, to I 6 did that in been... Shepherd and Josh. 13, 10, 60. Does this yawn, you know, come through the phone? Do you catch it? Okay. Got heaps of calls.
Good gear. Alrighty, well, enjoy the rest of your day, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you, guys.